Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back into our final show for 2024, broadcasting live from Palco, Kansas. It's a daddy-daughter edition. My daughter Cherie with me here to help me keep all of the tabs on these votes that are coming in our election, our nomination for the baddest of the bad for the year 2024. We'll run down those for you. Getting some comments in along with the votes, too. Toby wants somebody's butt whooped.
Yeah. Hi, Don. This is Louisiana Freebird. 3 and 4 are very serious frauds, but 1 and 2 takes a special kind of sick to do those and post them on social media. I did want to say David Hubble sent us his 2025 wish. And so, yeah, exactly. So maybe somebody could help him out here. Good morning, Don and Cherie. Hope y'all had a great Christmas. My wish for the great outdoors in 2025 is that I can find a few more Melaton or Mobile, Alabama-based seafood recipes for Bayou Wild TV to feature. Hope y'all have a happy new year, David.
Yeah, he's done a couple for us on Bayou Wild TV. And yeah, we'd like to have some more specific Alabama recipes. And if you got one that you've discovered or you have and you'd like to share it with our audience via David Hubble, he'll do the cooking for it. Send it to me. You can text it to me here at 504-260-1870 or your contact information, and we'll get David to hook up with you, and y'all can come up with some of those recipes. That's something else we can never have enough of, good seafood recipes, no matter from what state they come from.
Absolutely. Popcorn says that somebody should choke out number 2.
Choke him out?
Yes.
Okay. We got him placed under the jail for him. Yeah, they're not kind to the spotted fawn choker this morning at all. All right, I want to remind you, the Bad Boys of the Outdoors, we bring that to you each and every Saturday morning, and it's sponsored in part by the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. That's the association that the guys and girls who go out and make these stories and investigations belong to. It's a nonprofit group. They do some wonderful things with the money they earn, scholarship. Sometimes we've had cases where the officers were injured in the line of duty and some of the funds we use to address their expenses. And what they do is they sell hats and koozies and sweatshirts and jackets and gear bags and backpacks and just a great array of LWAA-sponsored products, and you can check them out at LWAA.org. That would be the best way to do it. Or you can go straight to it at supportLWAA.org, and you can find them. Well, let's run down these again. You want to give us the bad boy case number 1?
Okay, bad boy case number 1, case of the possum kickers. So that was Joshua Rivers and Cole Sattler and Hayden Spann, who found a possum in the headlights and treated it like a football, proceeded to kick and stomp it to death. And they posted on social media, and they're now facing $25,000 fine and 10 years in jail.
They need some mental help. Also, case number 2 could use some of that help, too. Anybody know a good psychiatrist for the spotted fawn choker? 18-year-old Taryn Varnell choked a baby deer, a spotted fawn, to death. Posted it on video, and now he's looking at $27,374 in fine and up to 10 years in prison. The deer tag swappers.
Yep, 34-year-old Tyler Dawzant Jr. and his wife, Kristen of DeVille and their unnamed daughter facing criminal and civil restitution. That's Tyler that's facing those. $9,807 for conspiring to allow him to use her tag, the wife, and the child's tags on his illegally killed three deer. So it's not just a matter of the tags he was using. He also obtained those illegally.
And he used them to incriminate his family. That's low down. And finally, case number four, you can vote by these by number or name. The fish tournament fraud. A dummy Aaron Morrow, he stuffed 2.59 pounds of lead into a fish, and then he turned around and entered into the Big Bass Splash tournament to win big money. It's felony contest fraud, and he's facing a possible $3,000 fine and maybe a year in jail. So there you go. Number one, possum kickers. Number two, spotted fawn choker. Number three, deer tag swappers. And number four, fish tournament fraud. Cast your vote at 504-260-1870. And Mike Gallo is next, and we're going to be sure and ask him about that Great Wall of Chalmette fishing this morning. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Barn on the Bayou report each week is a presentation of CETO. You know them. A lot of people call them AAA on the water, and they will offer you, once you sign up, free towing, expert service nationwide, fuel delivery if you run out, jump start for electrical problems, tow you dock to dock or back to your place. It's peace of mind is what you're getting, and it's simple to get. You just call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or go to CETO.com, $249 for a whole year. It's renewable thereafter, and believe me, if you've ever had to use it, you will be very glad you had it. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now, and look who we found him, Sheree. Look how nice he looks. He's always professionally dressed on Saturday mornings when he takes people out on his trips. Isn't he a great-looking guy?
He's a great dresser.
I'm telling you. See, you got to make these images in radio. We don't have the advantage of video, so we have to describe for the listeners what they can imagine. That's why they call it theater of the mind. Captain Mike, you're looking so good, my friend. How's it going?
I'm worried about you, too. I think I look good.
Well, your hair is always so neatly groomed, too. You know, I like that about you, too. Even when your wind's blowing, your hair, you never have a bad hair day, that's for sure.
That's right.
Mike,
maybe it's foggy with the fog. Can't see that well.
Let's start off with that Great Wall of Chalmette. We had somebody that wanted to know they're headed there, and I guess the closest launch would be right there on the other side of the Green Bridge in Chalmette, because I think it's important to launch close because you're going to have to keep an eye on the weather today.
Yes, that's Bait Incorporated that is pretty close to the wall area. Or there's the South Shore Bait and Tackle right close to Highway 90 and the Chef Bridge or Chef Pass. Both of those would be acceptable launches to fish the Great Wall. We've had a little bit of a warm-up, so the water temperatures are kind of warm, and I would definitely say you want to fish where there's current movement. So either lock in the wall itself is probably going to be a good area to start. If there's too many boats, you can back away because there'll be some current flowing through that area. Hard bottoms, live shrimp on the bottom is going to be a great. They always eat live shrimp, but they'll certainly eat the gulps or the matrix plastics. And you know, I always fish a drop shot.
Have you been there recently?
I have not been to the wall recently. Lake Pontchartrain is still producing good numbers of fish, long as the weather allows you to get out there. Not too much wind. We've been catching limits in the lake. The warm-up has brought the water temperatures in the lake up as well. And if I do run in from weather, it's not near as far.
Mike, we call you the forensic fisherman because you study things and calculate and observe and make mental notes. Lake Pontchartrain has got to be the best surprise for saltwater fishermen in southeast Louisiana for 2024. What can you attribute that to?
Well, Don, we've had no hurricanes on the east side of the Mississippi River for the last 3 years. So we've had uninterrupted spawns, and we've also had a low river, which means our salinity is a little bit higher close by. And I think those two together, we just have an abundance of fish. We also changed the creel limit, so we turned back quite a few more fish that were, you know, under 13 inches that are now 13 inches. The ones we released in October, that were 12, 12 and a quarter, 12 and three quarters, those are all legal fish now. So all those things combined, and I think going forward for the next couple of years, our fishery is set up to be successful and have good catches going forward over the next couple of years. So things are looking really good for our area.
How long do you anticipate this nice good bite on trout is going to last if people haven't had a chance to get out there yet?
Those fish are going to continue to bite until that water temperature gets in the low 50s. 53 down to 50, you can still catch them, just really slow presentation. At that point, you want to be out of the current, dead-end canals, deeper water, or areas you want to try. Once it gets below 50, I can count on three fingers how many times I caught trout in water temperatures below 50.
And as far as marsh fishing in the area, North Shore Marsh or perhaps Biloxi Marsh North, what are you thinking there?
One of the interesting things about the marsh, the overall depth of the marsh is much shallower than Lake Pontchartrain, so it'll cool down quicker. Consequently, it'll also heat up quicker. So if your temperature in Lake Pontchartrain now is, say, 55, I would say in the marsh it may be closer to 53, but it won't take long for it to heat up to 55 and get those fish active. As far as redfish, they could care less about the temperature. It has to be really cold before they don't want to bite.
Gotcha. Mike, we're going to get you to give out your information. First, I want to wish you a happy new year, and thank you so much for year-long reports. Each and every week, you're there to help people find fish and catch fish in your area. If you would, maybe give them the information to find you beyond the Don the Outdoors Guy, where we have a link to you. But beyond that, you got a good website, AA of LA. Give us that complete website and your phone number.
Well, you said it, aaofla.com is the way to find me on the website, Angling Adventures of Louisiana on social media, and my phone number, 985-781-7811.
And Cherie, would you read to Mike that last text we just got in from one of our listeners?
Yes, from 3751, I just Googled Captain Mike Gallo. I would have never put his voice to that face, but he's a nice-looking guy, though.
I would think that's one of our female listeners. I hope so, anyway, Mike. There you go. Nice-looking guy, she says, Mike.
That's probably my mother.
Thank you, Mrs. Gallo. He needed that. All right, Mike, we'll see you next year in 2025. Have a good one.
All right, Don. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
All righty. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. All right, we got lots of votes coming in. Keep them coming. 504-260-1870. Up next, Captain Eric Mohabarak, we think, with a paddler's report for you here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our paddler's report is a presentation of No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. Don't forget, they got those Tackle Tuesdays for lots of specials going on. And you can stop in and see Justin Lang and the crew over there. And by the way, they have a Fly Fishing 101 course that's going to begin on February the 15th. Now listen, this is a really special deal. If you've been thinking about maybe making a change to fly fishing, this would be a great way to do it. It's a 3 to 4 hour class that goes in depth. Starts off with the fundamentals, followed by hands-on casting instruction, and will come along with your first fly fishing rig. That's a rod, reel, line, and leader. That's a $250 value. I also have a very nice selection of conventional tackle and the ever-popular Marker 54, which I would have to say, if I was going to pick a new bait or a best bait for 2024, that Marker 54 would be the one. And I think it may have been around a little longer, but we're going to give it its props here in 2024. Well, now let's get the report from one of our field reporters, Captain Eric Mohabarak, a.k.a. Raccoon Feet, Captain Quint Dirty, a lot of different nicknames. Good morning, Captain Eric. Happy New Year to you. You know, BCKFC, they got a little activity going on today, huh?
Yeah, Don, happy new year to y'all, too. Y'all stay warm up there in Kansas. Yeah, they got they're calling it a fish off. It's basically just a group getting together and doing some fishing. Actually, the president texted me this morning before the radio show, and he said they got 40 people out there.
Oh,
so good luck with that. They better cook the burgers before the rain, you know what I'm saying, to keep the fat boys added
right
up.
Well, there'll be fishing stories when the rain starts, and, you know, this would be a good time if somebody's considering getting into the club or want to find out more about it. If they happen to be down there, drop in.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah, well, at least stop in for the hamburgers. You know, it's supposed to be back at the Leeville launch at about noon, so they could stop in, get a hamburger, and do a little chatty chat around there.
Right. Now, the Minimalist Challenge, which is another event sponsored by BCKFC, is going to be in Leeville February 3rd. How's that going on the signups?
Oh, it's doing all right. Last I heard was they had 26 signed up. There may be a few more since then. I haven't heard this week about any of that. But, you know, it's not till February, so we still got plenty of time for people to sign up if they're interested. And that is a motor event also. So that'll be going on. So if you got your motor on your boat, you can bring that with you too.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's usually a good one. 5 lures per person, catch a handful of trout or a couple of reds, you know.
Well, you got to be careful not to lose your lures, huh? When you're limited to 5.
Yeah. Bring your super glue to keep them on there.
All right, now we got to talk about Lake Pontchartrain. Your buddy and mine, the Weave, he sent me some pictures. Man, he's been hammering them there in Lake Pontchartrain in between his woodcock and wood duck hunts. He's managing to get some really nice fish with the kayak. How do you fish Lake Pontchartrain in a kayak?
Well, then it depends on where the wind blows, you know. Yeah, it's with boats, which way the wind blows in the lake is determines on where you fish at. You know, if it's blowing out the north, you fish from the north shore. If it's blowing from the south, you fish the south shore. I'd be hanging down by the Irish Bayou Bridge a lot, the Highway 11 Bridge, start hitting that. The trout are still under the birds when fishable. They've been caught outside of Bonneville. They've been caught on the North Shore. Also, the freshwater catfish. Get some cut bait and go out there with the kids, sit on the seawall, get in the kayak, do something. You will catch a box of freshwater catfish out there. They are on fire also, along with the trout. Redfish are being caught. You can't ask for a better time of year like this. Me and Chris were talking about it the other day. I think the last time it was like this was possibly 5 years ago, I remember, when the birds were gathered up in December and January like this.
Yeah, it makes it hard to pick where and what to do and what to go when all of it's so good. Port Sulphur's another area down Highway 23 if people want to go and stay close in.
Yeah, Don, they've been catching fish right there in Bay 1, which are Bay Lanoo. If they look on the map, it's called Bay 1 and 2 right there, right down the Freeport Canal. Really simple fishing, of course. Watch out for the wind and the weather. Today may not be the best day to go. But, you know, gulp under a cork, you can use DOA shrimp, marker 54, any shrimp imitation thing you got under a cork, the trout are eating it. They catching some really nice ones, too, you know, 20 inches or so. It's very easy. The redfish are a little bit off. They're still picking up on those guys. But that's an easy launch right there behind the high school. Head on out to the bay, start popping a cork on the oyster reefs. If not, go start hitting the points. You'll find the fish eventually.
Yeah, when's the last time we had trout biting right there in the main canal in Lafitte?
Yeah, Don, isn't that something? I got a friend of mine who lives down there, went out in his kayak, and he was like, man, you need to get down here. I haven't been able to get to him, but he's catching him right there in the main canal. I can't remember the name of the canal, but right out there, the marina as you launch at. And he's catching them on dead shrimp on the bottom, you know, which is ironic, just sitting anchored up and catching them. And he's catching limits. So, it's a good time. And I'm sure you pick up on some freshwater catfish in that canal also. But, if you get out there, that's close to New Orleans. You know, everybody driving down to all these far distant places, man. That 20 minutes from New Orleans is Lafitte, you know.
Yep. And we talked with Darryl a little bit about Highway 1. That's another, you know, on the side of the road right there. You can put in and catch fish. And some people don't even bring a kayak. They just fish right there off the road. So a lot of good stuff
going
on.
Right, they've been doing good.
And, of course, you're one of the very few kayak charter guides out there. If somebody wants to learn how to fish kayaks and go to some good spots with you, you got all the gear so they can get familiar with it before they even buy their own if they decide to do that. Tell them how to reach you.
Yeah, the easiest way is through your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, or my Facebook and Instagram. That's the Louisiana Kayak Company. Or just text me or call me, 504-313-8292.
What Fat Boy approved recipe will you be preparing New Year's Day?
New Year's Day, I think I'm just going to stick to the basics. A little cabbage, peas, you know, stuff like that. A little corned beef. You know, I need all the luck I can get, man. I need to get them lucky beans and cabbage, man.
Gotcha. Well, pile it on, Eric, and thank you so much for your reports all year long. We really appreciate it and look forward to talking to you in a bright and shiny new 2025.
Yeah, Don, Happy New Year to y'all, too. Y'all be safe up there in Kansas, all right?
Yeah. Okay, my friend, we got extra jackets. We'll be all good. We'll be good.
All right, we'll see y'all later. Be safe.
All righty. Captain Eric Muhabarak, Louisiana Kayak Company. All right, we come back after this. We're going to recap the Bad Boys situation. We got four nominees. The votes have been coming in hot and heavy. We'll tell you how to get yours in. If you haven't heard it, you're just waking up and tuning us in. We'll tell you what your four choices are to vote for. Also got more fishing and hunting reports. Get a little duck report from Captain Ryan Lambert. And also a fishing report down from the Burris area. All that's still to come right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, here's what we got going over the next 24 minutes or so before we wrap up on our final show for the year 2024. We got the baddest of the bad boy. We'll run down those for you in just a minute. Also going to tell you about a hunting accident, really a senseless accident that took place in Louisiana. And also tell you about the recap of the bear season here in Louisiana. But first, we got to pause 10 quick seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, Troy, we got some interesting comments. Also getting some wishes for the outdoors. I saw we had someone that would hope that the duck hunting lessees would allow people to fish when they're not duck hunting. Duck hunting lease owners would be more willing to let people fish the Louisiana marshes when not interfering with their hunting. Big problem with trespassing. Is it navigable waters? Is it private waters? And that's going to go on and on. I don't see any settlement to that anytime soon. Also, some other comments, too. Some things they want to do with some of our baddest of the bad boys, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Lots of people want to send him underneath the jail. Prison for a long time, Charlie Manson in the making. So lots of things that they want to do with these folks. In all seriousness, they are criminals, you know, sure. And they give sportsmen, and thank goodness for our game wardens who are out there. You know, my neighbor Libby, she's one of those, catching these folks and giving them whatever penalty they can.
Well, wish for the outdoors is that some of the district attorneys and judges take these cases a little more seriously than what they've been doing. All right, we don't want to pass up the kind listeners who give us some reports to help you. Here's one that says over 100 specks caught from the dock at the house on Christmas Day in Barataria. The kids were upset because they couldn't open their presents until all the men came inside. That's bad boys there. You're depriving kids of opening their Christmas presents till the fish stop biting or they catch the limit. I don't know about that. They might have got a nomination.
I don't know. I was thinking that sounded like my home when I was a kid.
No. You know better than that. All right. Let's run down our bad boys again, the choices. For those that are just waking up and hearing about it, tell us about bad boy case number one.
All right. Bad boy case number one, case of the Louisiana possum kickers, Joshua Rivers, Cole Sattler, and Hayden Spann, who mistook a possum in the headlights for a football and proceeded to kick and stomp the poor possum to death while recording and posting their deed on social media, facing $25,000 in fines and 10 years in jail.
If you think that's the baddest, vote for bad boy case number one. Bad boy case number two is our spotted fawn choker, 18-year-old Taryn Varnell, who really needs to get some help, choked a baby deer to death, posted it on his video, and he's now looking at $27,000 in fines and up to 10 years in prison. Number two, the spotted fawn choker.
Bad boy case number three, case of the deer tag swappers, 34-year-old Tyler Dawzant Jr. and his wife, 33-year-old Kristen of DeVille, Louisiana, facing criminal and civil restitution fines of 9,807 for her conspiring to allow him to use her and their unidentified juvenile daughter's tags on his illegally killed three deer.
Yeah, bad enough if he does it, but to implicate his daughter and his wife, who are innocent, not good. That's number three. Number four is the fish tournament fraud. A genius named Aaron Moreau who said, let me stuff this 2.59 pounds of lead into a bass and then enter it in his tournament, take home some money. Charged with felony contest fraud, they locked him up temporarily, and now he's facing a possible $3,000 fine and a one-year permanent spot in a jail. Is Aaron Moreau of Pawlak, Louisiana, our bad boy number four. Cast your vote, 504-260-1870. And we come back, Cap Ryan Lambert's next. We'll get a Plaquemines Parish report from him on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the long-awaited report from the plastic man, the one and only Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures joins us now. Captain Ryan, what's in preparation for this between Christmas and New Year few days we got?
Well, we're hunting and fishing every day, I tell you. But we had the lodge right now waiting for all this lightning to stop. It's been all night long, just and more lightning than I've seen in a long time. Mm. And I got a rainproof jacket, but it's not lightning proof.
Yeah. So what is the radar showing? When do you anticipate it's going to be through and let y'all get out?
We got a big one coming on us right now. And I'm right on the edge of where this thing is pushing down. Mm-hmm. So I think by 7:30, I think it'll push far enough down for me to 7:30, 8 o'clock, I'll be able to get out. Because it's coming out the Gulf, and it's forming up right there, just storm after storm after storm feeding into that thing over Alabama. So we'll wait it out. Like I said, you know, it's low tide right now, so it only behooves us to wait it out. I have to hunt rails today, Gallinoos and rails, and we'll try to get all five.
What do you mean you have to hunt them?
Because I have somebody that's got that on their bucket list, and that's what they came to do, 3 days of rail hunting. I said, yep, I'm your huckleberry.
Right, so you got the King, the Clapper rail, you got the Virginia rail, you got Purple Gallinoo, Common Gallinoo.
And the sorrel, and a little sorrel.
Yeah,
I've
never seen a sorrel down there by you.
Really?
They have
sorrels? Yeah, I got them.
Oh, they
yeah,
cute
I got
little
them.
Birds.
I got everything.
Tasty little birds,
yeah,
too.
Well,
chunky
one
little
of them, one of them's not going to be cute after today. he's going to be on somebody's wall.
Well, I'll tell you, that's probably a strange request for a hunting guide is to try to
all the way from Idaho,
again.
Too.
That's something.
Yeah.
Are they going to mount them, or does he have plans for them?
Yeah, they're getting all the prairie birds and all the nothing web-footed. Although they do want to pool do, I said, well, you know, they're not web-footed, but they have paddles on their feet.
So,
but they want to pool do as well. So I'm going to get them seven birds today. So we'll do it.
So what's your plan for hunting those? You know, people forgot. The way I remember we used to hunt them was you'd get in your pirogue and you'd paddle in night tight little bayou where they frequent, and then they kind of scatter into the grass, and then you just pull up to the side and wait, and they start coming back out again.
Yeah, we called them Cajun pheasant. You know, we'd ride out there in the pirogue, and when they jump, we'd pop them. You know, it was great fun. But, you know, I don't know. I guess because of there's no pirogues hunting too much anymore, nobody does it. It's weird. Because you can't use the mud boat and just run up on them because then it's illegal. So I'm just gonna go and go into my places where I know they are and just stake down and they'll come out.
Yeah, you know, round no lily pads. Yeah, y'all will be successful. Good. We'll get some pictures and send them and we'll post.
Okay,
them.
We'll do. We'll do. That's a good thing to do. And a lot of snipe right now too. I think they want to kill a snipe and there's a lot of them. I think one of the guys killed three lemurs the other day.
Yeah. Well, up here in Kansas, there's nothing but pheasants and quail up here. You know, those old delicious white.
Thing.
No, it's not bad at all. And hey, I want to report to you that Roy Roberts choke really working for me on those long-distance pheasant shots. It really is.
Rob Roberts, that choke, do you have the T2 or the T3?
Two.
Or the Raptor?
No, I have the two.
Two? Yeah, I got the two. I got the two and the three, but I duck hunt with the three. And I shot a duck at 70 yards. It was a slow day, and two pintails passed over. So I'm getting that mail. And my customer, like, they had a heart attack. You see, I killed that bird. Oh, my God, I ain't never seen that like that. I said, well, it's slow. You got to kill him.
Yeah. Well, I'm spending Christmas here with my daughter. She's here on the radio. I mean, she's become a much better shot, too, since you switched you over to left hand and found out you were left hand instead of the eye dominant.
Oh, really? Yeah, that dominant eye is the whole thing, you know. It's That's what I'm trying to. I'm going to get my little grandson set up here shortly with a Daisy Red Rider. But I had one of the people here bought one for a kid, and it ricocheted to hit her right in the eye, bruised her.
Oh, come on! He did the Christmas story thing.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Well, give me a quick fishing report. I know you're going to get some of that done after the duck hunt. So, what's the fishing look like?
Yesterday, they smacked the bull reds for the customers yesterday, and then they caught black drum and sheepheads, and I've been. Even on the nastiest windy days this week, I caught my trout. So it was blowing real hard out the northeast, and I went on the west side and caught my trout both days. So it's incredible what fishing is, really. I mean, you pick what you want and go get it, whether it be a catfish, a bass, or trout, or reds. It don't matter. Just whatever you want, you can go get them right now.
Yeah. So how's the bookings look? You said you had some negative dates.
I have some late January times, you know, between the 23rd and the 31st. So now that we got some outside blinds that we can hunt at, we're going to go ahead and book those. So I got a few days at the end there. So we'll book that, and that'll be our season will be full.
I keep getting some really good reports on the divers. You're getting a lot of cans and redheads down there and ringnecks?
We usually do on a second split. We always have. I haven't seen a lot of redheads like normal, but I have seen a lot of cans. Mm-hmm. But we're killing a few redheads. But, you know, the gadwall are good right now. The pintails are always good here. Lots of green wings, a few blue wings, a few widgeons. It's pretty good. You know, when they fly, it's on. We got plenty of birds. You know, it's just like when you get a big high barometric pressure and the fish don't bite, the birds don't fly either. They just sit on the bay all day and just quack, 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 doing nothing. I guess must have a headache.
Absolutely.
But when they fly, it's good right now.
Well, you got a special wish for 2025?
I do not, buddy. You know, I'm so simple. My girl said, Daddy, what you want for Christmas? I don't want nothing, baby. I don't need nothing. I don't have a desire for nothing. My life is really full, so. That's how I live, you know. I just live with a full life, buddy.
Yeah. More power to you.
If it just stays the way it is, it won't be too bad.
Very good. Well, listen, thanks so much for providing us good, great information that we need each and every Saturday morning for a whole year, and we'll be looking forward to 2025.
Yeah, it's all about our listeners, buddy, and we appreciate every one of them.
All righty.
It's been a long, good road, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Still something to go
67
to.
67 this week. Oh, my gosh, on the 30th.
Yeah, I got a birthday coming up next month, too.
We're getting up and old. We're getting them long teeth, they say, huh?
Ooh, yeah, we're going to be saber-toothed tigers before too much longer.
We live long enough.
Yeah.
Well, y'all have a happy new year, my friend. Shoot a pheasant for me, would you?
We will do that. I'll bring you one home. I'm sure you can find something to do with it. All right, take care. Hey, there he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, also known as the Plastic Man. Well, it's that time. When we come back from this break, Cherie, we're going to tally up get your last-minute votes in real quick. We'll tally it up, and we'll announce the 2024 Baddest of the Bad coming up next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we got a couple more minutes for you to get your votes in. Cherie's busy tallying them up, and we'll announce them before we go off the air. A couple of things I wanted to mention. Louisiana bear season was a big success. There were 10 permits issued. There were 10 bears that were taken, the biggest being a 696-pound bear taken by Darren Santney, or Santeni. I've heard it pronounced both ways. He's a military veteran, Purple Heart recipient, and he was awarded the permit from the Healing Hands Foundation. They did a raffle on one of the permits to give it to a deserving military veteran, and he got it. I estimate that there was some $70,000-plus dollars raised by the licenses and the permits. That money will go back into bear management. Cherie, I have no desire to shoot a bear, do you?
Nope. I'd much rather shoot them with my camera.
But you know what? If people that do, I don't hold anything against them. It's a management program. The money goes back in. They're taking some of the larger expendable ones. There's an overpopulation system now for the amount of habitat they've got. I've had to defend the bear season to a lot of people in the last couple of weeks. They just don't get it why somebody would do that. But it's not for everybody. It's not for me. And I'm a lifelong hunter. But there are people who do want to do it. And, you know, more power to them. And, of course, the management program has been a big success, bringing the bears back. And I've gotten to see live bears in the wild in my lifetime, which without that management program would have never happened. Also, you know, we heard from Glenn and some others were talking about being safe on the water. Don't forget about being safe in the woods. We had a really bad accident happen this week in Zachary, Louisiana. two guys were hunting on a lease, didn't know each other were there. They had no tags. They had no licenses. Neither one, most importantly, had any orange on. One mistook the other for who knows what and shot him with a 20-gauge shotgun with buckshot. It's not a life-threatening injury, but a very senseless accident. And you got to wear that hunter orange. But it's beyond me. I don't understand how someone can be hunting deer, which you have to identify doe or buck, small deer, big deer, spike buck, four-point, trophy deer. You really have to scrutinize the animal, and to shoot a person, mistaking it for a deer, is just shooting at noise or shooting at motion in the woods, and that's why you got danger out there in people. So, again, wear your hunter orange. It's been proven that deer do not see the orange any better than any other color, and you're pretty safe in wearing it, and you'll be safe from the other hunters. All right, so we got just a few minutes left, and just to recap the four we had the case of the possum kicker, we had the case of the spotted fawn choker, case of the deer tag swappers, and the case of the fish tournament fraud. I want to thank all of you who gave us New Year wishes and some real kudos on the show. We really thank you for listening, and you are the heart of the show. And thank you for participating with our sponsors and supporting them, because if we don't have any sponsors, you don't have a show. You know, there's not much free in the way of media anymore. You have to pay for subscriptions, whether you're watching television or, you know, some of the other things. But this radio show is absolutely free to you, and it's provided by the sponsors. So when you go to visit them or you call them, be sure and remind them where you heard about it and thank them for sponsoring the program. Because without them, I mean, I like doing this, but I can't do it for free. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so that's going to take care of most of the business we've got. Now it's time to take a look at it, and we've got some comments about some people who are, these particular four cases have really upset, particularly the two involving the animal cruelty, which was the possum kicker and the spotted fawn choker. So without further ado, the voting went very well. It was steady throughout the program. It started right from the very beginning, and it's still gotten a few votes getting in. And we'll just take a later minute or so to let the last votes get in at 504-260-1870. And as those come in, we could, you know, talk about some of the ones that have these ideas of what they want to do, send them to Angola. Somebody wants to feed them to the alligators, you know, and most of them say, yeah, they need some help. They need to see some psychiatry specialists, some therapists, and find out what the problem is.
Yes, and this is why it's so important for those of us who are sportsmen out in the field to maintain the highest levels of integrity, because we need to distinguish ourselves from people like this. These are not sportsmen. They're
right,
criminals.
Absolutely. I mean, you can take the most seasoned deer hunter that hunts for meat, and I've been hunting for years and years, and they will get upset by somebody taking a spotted fawn and choking it, and then doing even more despicable thing by posting it on the internet. So, Sheree, are we going to close it down now? It's been a landslide. Who's the winner?
It has been. It's been like the Trump-Biden race here. Number two, the case of the spotted fawn choker by a landslide victory is the baddest bad boy of 2024.
And we'll have more bad boys for 2025, unfortunately. Y'all have a happy new year. We'll see you next time.
Happy new year.